Somebody asked you, did you catch anything? You said, I didn't catch.
Now you're talking about in Pearl River language now.
Yeah, they say that?
Yeah.
Didn't catch what?
Narrow one. I didn't catch narrow one.
Pearl River?
Pearl River,
boy, that's
still hanging. That's over in the park?
Mm-hmm.
Over where?
Over in that graveyard.
Dubuisson?
Dubuisson. Yeah. See, all this side is colored, and all the other side, like, is white. Even in the back part of it, in the back over there, it's colored people too. But we had divided that up one time. Like my daddy took care of that thing for 12 years. And they drew a line in there where the white would take care of that part and the colored would take care of that part. You see. But still in all, the colored people was on my side. Well, I had to cut the grass there too. Shoot, I used to hold that thing clean just like that, from one end to the other. All my fault. You didn't see a grass in it. Rake it all out. My daddy used to do it for $12 and a half.
A year?
Finally, got to where he had different ones, took over, and finally one of my cousins was handling that. He couldn't collect enough money from the people. And he always wanted me to get somebody to work in there, so finally he told me, said, I'm going to give it up. It's everybody that has to do their own. I said, uh-uh. That don't work because we already tried that before. I said, one will clean the grave there, the other one don't there, and I said, it looks like the devil. I said, I'll take it over. So I took it over and I cut them grass there. 4 years, I believe it was. So finally, I couldn't stay with it no more, man. Last time I cut them grass, I got that colored boy sitting here a while ago, called himself an Indian. I had him come in there, and I had to pay him $33 he worked there. I had to pay him $33. Well, I had to bring him over there, go get him and all that. Oh, man, he wasn't getting nothing, and all I was getting about $80, $85 out of it. So I said, heck with that. I fool around with that thing over there in the fall of the year, right around All Saints, that first of November. And that's just the time crabs used to be running good. I could make salt crabs at that time, you see. It would be the end of the season. Could get rid of everyone, I think. I had everything. I had to quit doing that and go over there and take care of the graveyard. I said, uh-uh, never no more. I said, I can make more food with crab. Well, now crab played out.
Crab's gone right
here. I mean, they're gone is right. Many a hampers I sold for 60 cents a bushel. Now, I was in the store all the time with them, and when they were young, in the evening they'd come in from school and all that, and they had a pair of boxing gloves, and they'd have a free fall back there. And he had his brother, Buck, you know, big son of a gun. And I always did tell him, kid him about that, tell him Buck beat the hell out of him. No, he was too good, too fast for Buck. And Buck worked on a tugboat with us and all.
Yeah.
Then he started working on a ship, and he made a trip not too long ago. But he had fell down and broke his leg.
Yeah.
He's been walking with crutches a long time.
I heard about that.
He was something. Want more coffee?
No coffee. Mr. Pinkall, somebody's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere with you, and he calls out to you and say, hey, you